Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Typically, when you hear that, you think success with regards to the Golden Gophers. Man, last week was rough. You got taken to the woodshed by the number one team in the land, the Ohio State Buckeyes. I totally get that. But, man, it was rough sledding for the Golden Gophers. And joining us now to talk Gopher football would be none other than Daniel House from GopherGuru.com. He joins us here courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. How you been, Dan?
Each Lake, what's up, man? I know it's football season because you're hitting me up.
I know, man. What's going on with you? How you been?
I'm doing well. I've just been keeping tabs on the Big Ten, college football as a whole, and now just getting ready for a huge stretch here. This four games is going to tell us a lot about Gopher football.
All right, so let's talk about last weekend before we get to coming up here, the homecoming game against Purdue. Going into the game, did you think that the Gophers were going to be a team that could probably beat the spread? I know the Vegas line was 23.5. I wasn't sure that they were going to lose by that much, but when you saw the final margin of error, not margin of error, but margin of defeat for the Gophers, that was not something I expected.
Yeah, I was thinking about 34-6, 34-10 range. I mean, Ohio State, just the weapons that they have, you got to make a choice. You know, if you can't rush with four, you're going to have to send some blitzers, which gets your corners one-on-one, and then obviously you got Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate on the outside, and they're going to be able to make some plays down the field. And Ohio State's defense, just how multiple they are with what they do, and came out with a little zone coverage early, went into man and with some robber stuff, and it sent the Gophers into a little bit of a tailspin offensively. So now you got to take that information, try to learn from it, and apply, you know, everything you took away from it for the next four, because I think ultimately those are going to tell us where Minnesota can go this season.
Now, do you think the Gophers defense has played at the level that people thought that it would? Do you think they played not to that level? Do you think they've kind of underachieved to this particular point? Because I know that going into the season, from what I had read and some of the observations that other people had made, was that this Gopher defense was going to be pretty solid. Maybe it was going to take a little bit of time for the offense to kind of come around. But, I know the first couple of weeks the defense looked relatively good, but they weren't playing great opponents. What do you make of the overall Gopher defense?
It's been different styles every week they play. You know, Buffalo is more of a run the ball team, so basically they're taking away the run. Northwestern State, obviously, you don't learn much from a game like that. You know, Cal, they're trying to throw the ball more and didn't run it very much. And then you look like at Ohio, the Rutgers game, you know, that matchup, they were able to pass the ball with efficiency. Kirk Schrock and Rutgers had a good scheme. And then, you know, you look at last week's game, you got premier players on the outside, and it's just a mismatch from a team speed standpoint. I think the biggest thing they got to clean up is tackling. I think that's been the most disappointing element. They got 45 missed tackles per PFF in their last three Power 5 conference games. So, I mean, if you're going to win football games, you got to be able to tackle in space. And you look at what Purdue does. They love to throw the ball in space via screens, the run-pass option game, getting the ball over the middle. And Devin Maccabee's a back that you got to swarm tackle. He's slippery and he's very physical. So if you can't tackle, that's going to cause problems. So, yeah, I think the big thing has been the defense just hasn't played complimentary rush and coverage. You know, the Rutgers game, I thought the coverage was a little better, which helped the rush, and they were able to get to the quarterback. But, man, they got to try to find some sort of a pass rush here. I mean, I think that's been the most disappointing element for me, is just inconsistency, especially getting home with four rushers.
Yeah, we're talking to Daniel House, GopherGuru.com, joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And I know that on the surface, maybe just casual Gopher fans will be like, oh, it's just Purdue. But this is actually a big game for the Gophers, because the schedule is about to get extremely tough. You face Nebraska next Friday night at home, but then after that you go to Iowa. You always struggle. It doesn't matter when you got great teams. You always tend to struggle a little bit against Iowa on the road. Then you face Michigan State, who they're not great, but they're greatly improved. Then Oregon, Northwestern is beatable, and you face Wisconsin, who's also beatable. They're way down, but you really cannot lose this game against Purdue at home, because if you lose at home to Purdue, then you really will struggle potentially to get to be bowl eligible.
This is a huge football game, and I think it's a barometer for the rest of the season. You look at Purdue, I mean, they can throw the football. You look at their offensive system. Josh Henson, the offensive coordinator, came from USC, so they run a similar offense to what the Trojans do, you know, spreading you out, making you defend every inch of the field. The receivers are pretty talented. Michael Jackson, Nitro Tuggle, impressive guys that they got there. I think their defense is a little vulnerable. You look at in the past game, they've had a lot of miscommunications in the secondary. So I think this is a game where you put the ball in Drake Lindsey's hands, rip it around the yard a little bit, try to get a lot of route combinations that you force their secondary to have to pass stuff off. I mean, rush defense-wise, they've struggled a little bit, especially when they've been in the three-down front. So I think attacking the edges of their defense is going to be key. But, you know, they should be able to balance between run and pass. I do think this is going to be a high-scoring game, Lake, though. I think the line I looked, because I knew you would ask, the over-under is 51.5. So I definitely take the over on that, because I think this is going to be like a first-to-30 type of event.
Who is the player on Purdue offensively that we have to be concerned about the most?
I'd say I really like Nitro Tuggle. I think this guy can stretch the field. He's springy, can make plays all over his frame, downfield, vertically. Devin Mockaby, the running back, he's a veteran. He's always played well against the Gophers. I mean, I think they're going to get him going early and often, especially if the Gophers are going to play a lot of zone to take away the passing game. I think they're going to be some lighter boxes, so they're going to try to run it. Minnesota has to be able to get some sort of a pass rush in this game. The quarterback, Ryan Brown, he's got a quick release. They use a lot of run-pass options, so they're trying to get the ball over the middle of the field a lot. And he's very slippery moving outside the pocket, can make plays and extend with his legs. So I think those variables are going to be quite important. At a second level, their defense is very solid. Like Manny Powell, Charles Correa, both solid linebackers, two very productive linebackers as well. So I think those are going to be some guys to watch for in the game when Minnesota takes the field.
All right, so I think that I'm not 100% correct on this. You can correct me, though. I think that the Gophers are favored by 8. Is it 8 points?
8.5, yes.
8.5. Do you think that the Gophers cover that? And I ask that because if we're thinking along the lines that they are going to cover that, that realistically the Gophers flat out are the better team. We know that they're at home, and that I don't want to say that they'll win comfortably, but if you cover an 8.5, that is rather comfortable. What do you make of that?
I feel that line is pretty solid, man. I think that it's going to be about a 7-point game in that range, 7 to 9 points. And I think, like I said, the first team to 30, this feels a lot like the Rutgers game in the sense that I thought the first team to 30 would probably end up winning the game. I think there's going to be some points scored because they definitely have a passing game that can score quickly. I mean, the last three games they've played, you look at it, USC, Notre Dame, Illinois, and there were moments in those games where they're competitive. I mean, the USC game, they threw 3 red zone interceptions. The Notre Dame game, it was like within 11 points, and there's a 100-yard kickoff return that turned the tide of the game. It was a 9-point game last week versus Illinois getting the ball back, and the punt returner muffs the punt. So, I mean, they've had some moments where they've been in these games. I think the difference will be if Minnesota can get some explosiveness going offensively against that secondary and blend between the run and pass. It's just going to be one of these games where I think there's going to be some points scored.
All right, so you got the Gophers winning, right?
I would say I think I got the Gophers winning like 34-28. Okay. I think it's going to be about that score.
All right, so let's do this on your way out. Because there's some big games and some fun games this weekend. And this has nothing to do with Vegas lines or nothing like that. We're just talking wins and losses. I'm going to give you a matchup. You give me a team you're taking, all right?
Okay.
Arizona State at Utah.
I'm taking Arizona State.
All righty. South Carolina at LSU.
Taking LSU.
All righty. Michigan at USC.
That's a good game. I'm taking the Trojans.
Georgia at Auburn.
I'm taking Auburn.
Ooh, in an upset over Georgia?
Yeah, I'm taking the Auburn upset. I like it.
Okay. All right. What other one? Oh, Florida coming off a big upset last weekend. Florida at Texas A&M.
I'm taking Texas A&M.
All right, a couple more that we want to get to here. Where's the other one? Oh, Oklahoma at Texas.
I'm taking OU.
Okay. Indiana at Oregon.
That'll be a great game, man. I think Oregon wins it at home.
Ohio State at Illinois.
I'm taking the Buckeyes. It could be tough to beat, man.
And the final matchup I'm going to throw at Daniel House from Gopher Guru is, and this is going to be a big-time game, Alabama at Mizzou.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Roll Tide, baby. I'm taking Alabama.
I love it. I love the responses. We should do this more often, man. I like this little whip around we just did with Daniel House. That was awesome, man.
Every week, let's do it. I'm ready to pick games. Let's do it.
Hey, Daniel, man, always a pleasure to have you on the show, man. Until next time.
I appreciate it, man. It's fun.
All right, take care. That's Daniel House, GopherGuru.com. And he just made Josh Wheeler's night. Josh is like, oh, you. Oh,
let's
you.
Go, baby.
But now, is the quarterback coming back for this game?
Still TBD. I feel like it's going to be a game time decision at this point.
What if he doesn't play? That's still fine. Confident?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what? You like that?
Arch Manning's becoming a bus, man.
Well, he's not a bus, but...
Well, he doesn't have much with him. That's the issue.
To say that... Did we hype him too much?
Okay,
No question.
The hype is way over. Yeah. Overdone.
No question.
Yeah, yeah.
No question. Yeah. No question about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.